can't see anything. Okay, that's not any better. So you think I'm a cunt. So much so that you leaned out your car window and hollered as you drove by. Guess the sight of me holding hands with a woman who's more man than you'll ever be was too much for you to see. And still resist, so you raised up your fist and shouted cunt into the wind, expecting me to be blown away by the harshness of your intentions. Sorry, but I don't buy into your conventions. Don't feel the need to meet your pretenses, jump over fences, bend over backwards as not to disturb your white male privilege, leave you with your ignorances, and just smile. Every time you decide to use my body against me, see, I'm tired. For feeling inferior every time my trousers lack a bulge, tired of feeling guilty every time I indulge in food and sex and money and power, tired of being afraid of shadows and having to cower every time a man isn't human enough to control his rage. I am tired of being told it was my fault. I was raped by a child of a man who couldn't hear no, who decided to show his strength by bruising my skin, forcing his way into a place he was not welcome, whose strength was surely greater than some but still equal to many. Is there any way we can condone this kind of behavior? I mean, what the fuck ever happened to loving your neighbor? Instead of calling her a cunt as you drive by? But it's true, I am a cunt. I am a fleshy, red, moist, sticky, pulsating center of female pleasure. I am the womb that nurtured every life before it could survive, coddled it delicately with love, protecting it from the acidity of this world before its skin was thick enough to survive the maliciousness of mankind. And no, I don't mind that you call me a cunt, even when it's out of animosity, because see, you say it trying to insult me without realizing that being called a cunt is the biggest compliment I could ever get.
Sandy Lyman.